1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is serving up strong criticism of Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza as civilian deaths continue to mount. Blinken told CBS's Margaret Brennan that the administration is concerned about what he called a horrible loss of life that has not neutralized Hamas.
We have a number of incidents that we continue to look at to try to get the best possible assessment. The Israelis themselves are doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Our assessments will be ongoing.
Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham told NBC's Meet the Press the U.S. needs to keep sending Israel weapons to fight Hamas.
Well, I think it's impossible to mitigate civilian deaths in Gaza as long as Hamas uses their own population as human shields. I've never seen in the history of warfare such blatant efforts by an enemy, Hamas, to put civilians at risk.
Meanwhile, a new aid crossing into Gaza has been opened, according to the Israeli military. Reporter Yotam Confino is covering that from Israel.
The United States has pressured Israel to open as many crossings as possible. So this announcement is something that we expected.
Israeli forces continue to battle Palestinian militants across Gaza. The criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump will be back in session tomorrow. CBS News New York's Alice Gaynor tells us a star witness is expected.
The next big witness, Michael Cohen, Trump's then personal attorney who paid adult film star Stormy Daniels $130,000 out of his own pocket before the 2016 presidential election. Prosecutors allege it was in exchange for her silence about an alleged affair with Trump. Trump is charged with 34 felony counts of falsifying business records related to that payment. It's alleged he reimbursed Cohen through monthly payments disguised as legal expenses.
The trial of another political figure, a Democratic senator from the state of New Jersey, gets underway tomorrow. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns has more on that.
The bribery trial of Senator Bob Menendez is expected to begin. Prosecutors are accusing Menendez and his wife Nadine of taking bribes from three businessmen in exchange for political favors and of conspiring to have the senator act as a foreign agent for Egypt. They have both pleaded not guilty and will be tried separately.
Jury selection will begin tomorrow. Crews are preparing to conduct a controlled demolition to break down the largest remaining span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. The explosives were expected to be set off today, but the Coast Guard says it's been pushed back until tomorrow. The dolly's been stuck amid the wreckage and the port has been closed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
News, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For tonight, an area of smoke moving through some wildfires in Canada. We've also got a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a low around 48. For Monday, hazy sunshine with a high around 70. On Tuesday, sunshine 67 and near 70 for Wednesday.
Right now, it's 84.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome, everyone, to WFHR's Director's Cut for this May 5th, 2024, Session 45, Seth.
We're in the 40s.
We're in the 40s,
we're
all right.
To 50.
We're definitely in the 40s. Yes. We're definitely there. That voice you
Our
hear.
Age, too. Yeah.
Yes, a little bit of both. Definitely little column A, little 40s. Column B yeah. on that one. Have your host, James J. Maloff here. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. That voice you hear there is our head of production, my partner in art, Seth Habhager. We appreciate you all joining us, especially for this special episode where we ask the best listeners in radio to welcome. We are welcoming to the WFHR stage, Wausau Community Theater. We're going to talk with them a little bit, get to know some of the gang from the cast and talk about Wausau Community Theater a little bit. First, I'll have our guests introduce themselves. If you guys could give us your names and your characters.
Hey, everybody. This is Noelle Catherine. I'm playing Hope Harcourt in the show Anything Goes.
Nice.
And I'm Hillary Hastings playing Reno Sweeney in Anything Goes coming up here shortly.
Did I hear Hope and Hillary? Did that hit?
Yeah. Did you guys... Character name and Hillary's actual name.
It really does. It really does. Yeah. That really works together. We're going to be talking about Cole Porter's Anything Goes in a little bit, one of those classic plays that there's so much greatness that we could talk about. We could spend the whole hour just talking about that. But I'd be remiss if I didn't get into, especially having members from Wausau Community Theater on with us, to talk a little bit about Wausau Community Theater. And it's something that anybody who listens to WFHR has heard Seth, Melissa, and I talk about community theater a lot. I have no journalistic integrity with this subject. I have been acting since I was 7. I love acting. I love theater. I believe in the arts, and I do believe that our state needs more attention to this subject. Wisconsin finished last in the whole union when it comes to funding the arts. This is something that since the pandemic, a lot of our local community theaters have struggled with, and we've lost some. Because of this. I know that there's a theater that I used to work at in Illinois that is not around anymore because of the pandemic. And for those that have not heard, Wausau Community Theater, that has been around for 80 plus years doing this, by the way, everybody, is in a financial crux. It's in a financial situation where they're struggling to keep going. We want to remind not only businesses that are in the Wausau area, but businesses in this area, businesses in the north and the south of the state, that you can impact this. You can help Wausau Community Theater. You can impact it. And there's plenty of ways to do that. We're going to give you a website you can go to. We're going to tell you some other stuff. Are there any suggestions you all have about ways that we can help Wausau Community Theater? Of course, certainly taking in the shows, and we'll talk more about that in a moment. But let's talk about that just a little bit, of how you feel like we as individuals can help Wausau and what theater means to you. We'll get into those in two different things. And I'll just start and go down the line here.
Yeah, sure. Thank you for bringing that up, by the way. I think overall, you know, this organization is such an integral part of our community. Mm-hmm. Just knowing that it's a resource for local artists to be able to come in and share that level of self-expression and creativity with one another is such a unique and special opportunity, and it's something that I definitely have cherished for a really long time, and I know so many people do as well. I think moving forward, you know, we've got a really great show coming in. We've had a great week of rehearsals, and definitely the energy is starting to pick up as we gear up towards this show. So I think in terms of supporting us, man, come on out, see us, join us as many nights as you want to. We have a lot of great stacked weekends coming here, the first and second weekend in June. So I'm just so grateful to be able to be a part of a show like this. The cast is stacked with so many talented performers, like the one sitting next to me. So I just feel really grateful to have the opportunity and to be able to dive into this role and this show. And like you said, I mean, Cole Porter, my gosh, like the best, right? All of the music, all of the references of the time period. It's a really, really beautiful show. So I think the best way that we can support and uplift this organization that has given so much to us is to just pour ourselves back into it as it actors is. And community members. Come on out, see us.
It is.
It's, well said.
It's wonderful that a community theater is out there for, and I was working actor for 10 years on the West Coast, and the last musical I did was 20 years ago, and here I am getting to jump into such an amazing show, such a huge character and part, and Nothing like jumping into the deep end again. Oh, yeah. But it's
head first.
But you know, having a community theater is so wonderful for it's such a creative outlet, but it's also an emotional outlet. Like some people come because this is their getaway from their lives, and then to be able to work together and put a show together like this is an incredible experience, but also for being able to bring it to a community where, you know, for a small, I mean, I don't know if you've looked at prices to see a professional show, it's outrageous. Yeah. Yeah. So to be able to enjoy theater with quality acting and singing and choreography, it's just great to be able to bring that. And it would be such a shame to see that go away.
Yeah. Speaking to the importance of the arts in the community, it's something that we touch on a lot. I just had some cast members in of a local high school play and some kids in. And one of the kids that is in the play, he was with us last year. And he came in, and he was very nervous, and he wasn't very confident on the microphone talking with us and everything. Mm-hmm. Not even a year later, he comes in. He just strolled in here. plopped right down. Right. What questions you got for me, James? Yeah, come on, hit me. He was just fine. He was perfectly fine. And that doesn't happen without theater.
No.
Like this, the arts are that important, because that kid may not go on to be the next Clooney or Hanks or something like that.
It doesn't matter.
No, he may go on to do something in accounting or be a mechanic or something like that. Whatever he does, he's going to need some confidence with it. He's going to be able to need to talk to people, have some confidence in public speaking, some of those things. The things that the arts do for us don't just start or end when we're young or old or no matter our experience. I imagine that you can speak to this a little bit, you know, having some, you know, professional experience.
Absolutely.
And everything. It has only made me a better human. There's no way I'm doing this job without acting. Like, there's no way. I didn't go to school for radio. I didn't do a lot of this. This is my skill set just happened to fit this. There's also the end of things of people being able to give back. And so much of us, especially after the pandemic, have really felt this. Like, what can I do to help my community? What can I do to give back? Creatives, we can play a doctor, but we are not doctors. We cannot actually do those kind of things.
Right.
But what we can do is take this skill set we have and entertain our communities, entertain people, and really bring something there. It would be a real... It'd be a real black eye to not be able to do that, to not be able to offer that to any community, let alone a beautiful community like Wausau in that area. There is the self-improvement that happens from theater that goes on, where we learn more about ourselves. We get more comfortable in our own skin. Every adult deserves that. Every human being deserves that. The change that theater can bring, the differences it can make, whether it is bringing us back to the past, like a great play like this, and reminding us of how things used to be and giving us maybe a little perspective about today, or taking on huge issues that theater has done since its existence and Shakespeare and everything.
Oh, right.
The arts are important. And I feel very very silly in some ways, like describing like why art is important and why theater is important.
It's so true.
But we need to, and we need to remind people. And I apologize for taking some time to do that. I appreciate you guys playing along and everything, but I really did want to hit on that a little bit while we had you in and remind everybody that we can keep these theaters alive. All we got to do, go to shows,
And to remember that just because it's labeled community theater doesn't mean that the process is any different than a professional show.
Yeah.
And some of the training that, I mean, I know I studied in London for 4 years and went, you know, studied classical acting and musical theater. So it doesn't mean that there isn't talent out there just because it's labeled community theater. Right. And I think that's important as well.
There are so many talented people in your community, wherever you're listening to us. And for every great actor or singer or something that you see or you listen to their music, there's about 1,000 people behind them that are just as talented, just haven't had a break for whatever reasons. A lot of those people show up at community theater, show up at there.
Yeah. Not to mention the musicians, and we have a live orchestra. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're
1,000%. Yep.
Right.
Stage hands, everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to take a moment and get into the show and the time and the dates, the details and everything. But just to wrap up this conversation, just a real quick quote. Self-improvement can be the result of community theater, which might give someone the boost they need in order to make a difference. And that is just a quote from Main Stage Community Theater. It is an old phrase, but it is something that has been around for a while. And I think speaks to the essence of what we're conversating here and we're talking about.
And we want to take a moment to get to know our cast a little bit here and some of the actors we have with us of Cole Porter's Anything Goes. The wonderful show coming up from our friends over at Wausau Community Theater. We'll give you the details on that in just a minute, but let's go ahead and get into this. I want to talk to actors, Seth. I want to talk about acting.
Shocking.
I did enough. Shocking. I did the serious thing.
Really? I'm just learning this now.
I did the serious thing. I got that out of the way. Now we can have some fun. Let's dive right in. And it's all fun. And first, if you don't mind, Noelle, get to know you a little bit. I think a good place to start, Noelle, would be some of your acting experience. What is your experience previous to this show?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking, by the way. And I just want to say, too, like, with your points previously, like, this has been such an integral part of my experience in my life, theater, community theater, doing productions like this. So I kind of got into theater, I'd say, I think I was in fifth grade, I did my first show. Yeah, just a little bean.
Yeah.
But yeah, my mom kind of pushed me to do it. I was resistant and she's like, nope, I think you're gonna try. And I just kind of fell in love with it. And growing up, I was in and out of sports and things like that. So I definitely was not like the household theater kid that's in every single show and doing all the things. But music has been such a huge part of my life, and dancing as well. So in high school, I'd say I kind of dove into theater a little bit more. And also in college, I studied at UW-Madison, was a huge contender and partook in a lot of music down there at UW, which was really fantastic. And I guess I've always kind of had it in the back of my head. It's always been in my heart to be on stage and just use that creative outlet for myself. I've done some singing and songwriting on the side as well. So there's just a lot of facets to theater that branch all of my loves together.
Yeah.
So I guess that's where I was really intrigued to do this show, because the music, the dancing, I do ballroom dancing as well.
Oh,
so in my my character kind of gets to delve into a little bit of that style. So I was really intrigued by that, and I knew I just had to do this show. And get myself out there again. With COVID and the pandemic and graduating from my undergrad, I kind of took a step back from theater.
Yeah.
And I'm back, and I'm really excited to be back.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Oh, you can't get away.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
It'll bring you back in no matter what,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. That's theater. That's
yeah,
theater.
Yeah, but no, I've been studying voice since high school, and dancing, and I actually take ballroom lessons with Legato Dance Studio. So to have all of those facets kind of be combined within this opportunity is something that's really, really special. So
I love dancing. You got to tell me where that ballroom lessons are.
Yeah.
I need to learn.
Yeah, I'll hook
I
you
want
up.
To. Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Can you tell us a little bit about your character?
Yeah, so my character, her name is Hope Harcourt. She's a debutante, so she's kind of in this high society atmosphere, but she's got a little bit more fire in her than that, I guess you could say. So the show kind of takes us on this journey on the SS American, and it follows kind of like a double love triangle almost.
Yeah, there's a lot of mistaken identities and stowaways and marriage proposals and
all the things combined in one. So all of these shenanigans happening on the SS American. But basically, Hope loses her father previously before the story of the show starts. But she's with her widowed mother, and her mother wants her to marry this lord, this British lord, Evelyn Oakley. So she's kind of stuck in that situation, and she's not too happy about it. Previously, though, she had this fling with this guy named Billy Crocker, and she's still pretty attached to that. So she's kind of stuck in this sticky situation between Lord Evelyn Oakley and Billy Crocker, and she's navigating all of the pressures of her mother as well. So within all of the shenanigans and within all of, you know, the funny tricks and and dancing and singing, she really does have this genuine want to step into her own skin and come out of her shell, and I relate to her in so many ways, and that being one of them. But she really just wants to step into her own truth and be able to make a decision for herself and be with who she truly loves. So you'll have to come and see
that
if
was
that
lovely. Is all.
That was
well done.
Yeah,
well,
you'll have to come and see if Hope gets what she wants.
Very good.
Very nice. Hillary, would you mind telling us a little bit about your acting experience and a little bit of your character?
Sure. I, for my college years, studied at the London Academy of Music and Dramatic Art in London in arts educational schools for musical theater. I know, it sounds so fancy. No, and it was fantastic. Yeah, so a lot of Shakespeare, Chekhov, Ibsen, you know, all the classics. Mm-hmm. And then with the musical theater side, of course, we studied all these old Cole Porter things. So actually, Anything Goes I did in high school, and I did not play Reno Sweeney. So now I get to be Reno Sweeney many, many years later. acting experience, gosh, everything from commercials to independent films. I was in CSI, the original series, the Las Vegas. I was played on a soap opera called Passions, which was on NBC. Do you remember that one?
I remember Passions.
Was his name Mikey, the little dwarf?
Yeah.
It was very, very witchy and weird and silly, but it was so much fun. But yeah, lots of...
We all just dated ourselves, by the way.
Right. Totally. Oh, we did. We did. Lots and lots of commercial work. But yeah, anything I could get my hands on. When you're a working actor, you are auditioning for... everything and anything, you know, hoping to keep your clothes on. But, you know, it just, I was even I was even a magician's assistant in Las Vegas for a summer, which was the craziest, hardest job I've ever had to do.
Fascinating. Wow.
Yeah, it was.
You could do a whole show about that.
Yeah,
that'd be
really
interesting,
good.
Right?
It was nuts. So, yeah, so now here I am, got married, had babies, and moved to Wisconsin. I haven't done, now that my girls are a bit older, I'm like, you know what? I can get back in and spend every night of the week till 9:30 rehearsing for a show.
Yes.
So I get to the absolute pleasure of playing Reno Sweeney, mm-hmm. who is an evangelist turned nightclub singer.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm tapping and tangoing and singing and just having... such a ball doing it. Yeah. Reno is on this boat to do her show that she does in nightclubs, you know, Saving Sinners' Souls twice a night in the ship's lounge. And she is in love with Billy, who Hope has had this thing with it.
Yes. So we're stuck.
She thinks Billy is in love with her too, but Billy, and that's because Billy's never laid a hand on her, or made a pass at her, and you know. Yes, so, yes. Reno, so here she is realizing that Billy isn't in love with her. So we have this sort of triangle thing going on, and it's just, it is an absurd show, and it's absurdly funny.
Yes.
There are
so many
moments that are just like...
We hear it all the time, and we, as cast members, we're still laughing at the same jokes over and over.
I struggle so much between my friend sitting next to me here and our other leads. I mean, they're... As people, they are genuinely so funny, but the show itself has so many moments where I struggle to keep it together.
Yeah. And the classic songs, I Get a Kick Out of You.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, you're the top.
Mm-hmm. One of our great American songwriters for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Cole Porter.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Thank you both so much for not only the kind of IMDb of your careers
right,
a little bit.
Right.
I appreciate that.
Right.
Also appreciate you guys giving us a little bit of a snippet of the show and a little bit of a taste of your characters. We're going to take a time out. We'll come back. And I want to get to know a little bit more about the rehearsal process and get into a couple of more details.
One little plug, speaking of IMDb. My maiden name is Krause, so if you Google Hillary, H-I-L-L-A-R-Y, C-R-O-U-S-E, you get to see some of my credits.
I will be doing that. I will be doing
I will be doing that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good on you, by the way.
Thanks.
As long as we're taking side notes, good on you. Hillary, I teach a little bit on the side. I say that loosely at Second City. And one of the biggest things I tell my students, be a surviving artist, not a struggling artist. Have a day job.
Mm-hmm.
But the only difference between you and the actor that makes it is being relentless. Just continuing your career. Keep on trying, taking shots, going after stuff. It sounds like you've done that, and you're continuing to do that, even as with other responsibilities, continuing to act. I admire that passion to be able to do that. Not a lot of people kind of keep at it. Anytime I see an actor doing that, I am always appreciative, and I hope you know that you got a lot of people that support that and back that. So keep at it. That's really cool to hear.
Thanks.
We'll take a time out. We'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more with our friends from Wisconsin, Wausau Community Theater and Anything Goes.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Director's Cut, everyone. I have your host, James, joined by my man in art, Seth, and we have some of the cast members from the great Cole Porter play Anything Goes. We are being joined by members from Wausau Community Theater. I'm going to get my bearings here. I'm all excited. I have too much energy. That's the problem. We are speaking with Noel and Hillary, and I want to ask you both a little bit about the work that you did to build your characters. Let's talk about that a little bit, and I'll start with you, Noelle.
Yeah, so when I was thinking about Hope, I mean, first glance, and I've, you know, watched different renditions and stuff like that too, but I think first glance she can maybe be a little bit misunderstood or maybe be seen as a little bit more of a flatline character, more stagnant, or just kind of categorized, I guess, as, okay, she's the girl that doesn't get what she wants, you know, like, and she's, you know, pouting about it. But really, when you dive into her role and you really look at the lyrics that she sings and what she says, you see that there's a lot of layers behind that. I mean, she really is diving into her own. I think she's stepping into her own power as a woman, and she's trying to find it within herself to, I don't want to say take a stand against her mother, but really just like advocate for what she really wants, even though that breaks expectations and definitely breaks boundaries, especially considering the time period that she's set in. So I think between breaking down those boundaries and also just allowing Hope to step into her own power, I think I've kind of tapped into a little bit more of a dynamic nuance within Hope's character. So I feel like hopefully I'm able to allow that part of her to shine. She has a lot to give. She has a lot of love to give. And she wants to give it so badly, but she just has these exterior forces that are kind of restraining that. But by the end of it and throughout it, there's so many highlight moments for her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've been working really hard to just allow those moments to shine and let hope get what she wants. Yeah. Yeah. Finally.
Nicely done. Nicely done. Hillary, can you tell us a little bit about yours?
So, as far as I think I'm still within the rehearsal process, still discovering more about my character. Mm-hmm. I think I ask questions to myself while reading the script and going, well, why does she like this person? Why, you know, so kind of trying to figure out why it's written the way it is and then making my own backstory up. Mm-hmm. Thinking, well, she is of age or beyond, and it's time to, she, you know, she's done all this crazy stuff, and but coming down and going, what is she now, what does she want now? And it's security. It's and maybe it's not about love. It's about, I need someone to take care of me now. I'm a nightclub singer. I'm getting old, and it's time to kind of. So, she's so big.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet, there's a lot of tenderness in her, but she tries to be this hard. So, trying to find that balance and going, okay, so how do I go from singing, the I get a kick out of you to, Blow Gabriel Blow, which is this huge, like, but that's her show, you know, which, and just trying to find that balance. But I feel like I'm still discovering bits.
Well, I think both places to be in are, well, there is no bad place to be in as an actor necessarily in this process. Wherever you are is where you're meant to be. I genuinely think that. I think we've all been a part of shows where they peak too early or they peak too late or what have you. No, that's the way it was supposed to go. That's just theater. That theater is a living, breathing thing, and I think that you can't necessarily make it do what you want to do always, and sometimes it does things that surprise you. And a production, any production is like that, especially one like this that takes so many details and the logistics of this with the music and everything else. It's understandable. I think that's really cool for both of you in this process. Let's get into that a little bit in the rehearsal process that you mentioned there, Hillary. How often have you guys been rehearsing? When did you first start rehearsing, and how long have you been rehearsing?
We started April 1st with just a table read, which means we all sit around a table and we read from the script and listen to the music. Mm-hmm. And then we jumped into choreography first.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of tap dancing and just, it's, I thankfully am a tap dancer, so, but some of the cast hadn't tapped before, so it's just been this fun experience for everybody to like get to, and it's really coming together, which is exciting.
Yes, yeah, and I will say too, to your point previously, you know, like I feel so grateful because in developing the characters, with seeing castmates develop their own characters, that's been inspiring so many little moments for me. So I do feel like I agree with you, Hillary. It's such a continuous, you know, a journey, I guess you could say. And I feel like
that's part of the fun of theater. Yeah. You have the time. When you're working on television or film, you make those choices and it's filmed and that's it.
Yeah.
Where you might look back in hindsight and go, God, I wish I had done that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And in theater, with all this rehearsal process, you get to, and hey, on the second to last show, we might discover something that's brilliant.
Yeah. It's play. You get to play.
We get to. Yeah. That's why it's a play. It's so fun.
Yeah.
So now we rehearse every evening, 6:30 to 9:30.
Yep.
And depending on what needs to be worked on, sometimes it's everything. Sometimes it's focused on vocals, but
So not a commitment, but not a gigantic commitment, not a huge commitment as far as the time of your day. Because one of the things that we do with these shows, we certainly want to promote you guys, want to promote theater and your show. We always like to encourage people that anybody can be doing what we're doing right now. You know, anybody could be out there on that stage. And if you've ever had an inkling, ever wanted to, get out there. Get on out there.
Don't be afraid. Yes. You know, you'll find your home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
well
your,
said.
And your tribe, too, mm-hmm. and yes. your people. Yeah. I mean, there's so many great people, mm-hmm. and I will say, too, like, you know, everybody has a crazy schedule. We've all got things yeah. going on, but when you can take the time to be a part of that magic, it
and these are people that you probably wouldn't encounter.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yep. You know, I would have never known Hillary if mm-hmm. we went, do you know what
right.
I mean?
Just yeah. coming from it's different what, backgrounds, different yeah. careers, different times in your life.
Yeah.
So, there's so many people out there, too. I'm sorry to make you cut you off.
No, that's okay.
There's so many people out there that are looking for something to do, that are looking how to run into new people, how to make new friends, or just looking for a new hobby or looking for something else. And at the same time, a lot of those same people are looking for ways to impact their community, way to input into, you know, invest in their community, if you will. And while you're right, we all got crazy schedules,
yeah.
and not everybody has a lot of dollars and cents even nowadays to do that. You can put your time into a community theater play. You can work backstage. You can help with handing out tickets or be a part of the show and be on that main stage, and that is community involvement.
And don't let time scare you. Like, Patrick, who is playing Billy, we had worked together recently, and I said, are you going to audition? Or he asked me if I was auditioning, and I said, yes. And I said, are you? And he's like, oh, it's been a long time. And I said, it's been 20 years for me, so you have no excuse.
Yep, yep.
So whether you starred in a show your senior year of high school and you've never, you know, 30 years later, you've yeah. never done a show, this is the perfect place to just come back.
Yes, yeah. And the ROI, the return on investment mm-hmm. of that yeah. time, ooh. I mean, it is so fulfilling. Mm-hmm. You feel so connected to those around you. I mean, I feel more connected to myself. I mean, the opportunity to dive into these characters and just be truly just be like immersed in the environment of all that music, of all that expression. It
right because it lifts you. It's I wish the schools would call it theater sports because
mm-hmm. yeah,
sports get all the funding, mm-hmm. all the attention. You know, you go on a high school website to buy a ticket for a show and you can't find it. Mm-hmm. Where do I even buy this ticket? Yeah. So I feel like because doing theater is not only a personal experience, you're a team. You are working as a team to make this thing all come together. And that's from backstage to production to the actors on the stage. And I just think it gets overlooked
yes.
and undervalued.
We would think about your life or society in general without any of this. Without any theater, without any movies, any TV shows, anything like that. First, how are you going to fill that time? Why do we have
banjo playing? Why? Think,
yeah,
mostly.
Yeah, a lot of fiddle, a lot of banjo,
underwater
a lot of polka,
basket weaving.
maybe some tiddlywinks here and there. I don't know. But you're gonna miss it. You'd miss it. You'd miss it in a heartbeat. You'd miss it in a second. You miss it as soon as I said that. These things have a place. It's just that we don't always necessarily, as society, take the time to really note that. Here is our opportunity. Here's our moment in time to really appreciate that, especially in this particular state, where again Wisconsin finished last in funding the arts. I'm a transplant. I'm not from here, but I know I've lived here for quite a while. And if there's one thing I have learned about Wisconsinites are proud of being from Wisconsin. Wisconsinites yeah. are proud of Wisconsin. Take some pride in your state in an election year, when you're pay attention to who you're voting for and people that are putting back into this state and putting back into the arts. It is vital. It is important going forward, and we appreciate you doing that. I do want to ask a little bit more about the show.
Oh, hold on. I got to add one thing here.
I got to add one thing here
because, you know, all this stuff you guys are talking about, yeah, it's great and everything. I'll tell you one thing. You do not know what's going to happen when you go to the theater.
No.
Yes.
That's where I met
yeah.
my wife. I met my wife in a show. I got this job because of a show.
See?
You don't know what's going to happen, yeah, what kind of relationships are going to form, and what kind of, how you're going to interact with the community. Since my wife is a pastor, we move around going to different churches. The first thing we usually do is find out where's the community theater, because that's mm-hmm. a great way to be introduced into the community, mm-hmm. to just mm-hmm. find people that you can relate to and that yeah. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about what's happening on stage. It's about all of the everything else that comes along with
all
it.
The
so,
facets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Such a great point. And as a side note, they just happened to move right next to the theater when they moved
to
town.
Well, yeah, that's where they're walking.
Really worked out.
Perfect.
We're speaking with some of the cast members of Anything Goes, the show that is coming up with Wausau Community Theater. I believe wrapping up the season at Wausau Community Theater, the main stage season,
yes.
It looks like. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
This great show featuring the music and lyrics of Cole Porter kicks off on May 31st at 7:30. They'll have a show on June 1st and 2nd. There's a 7:30 on the 1st, 2 o'clock matinee on the 2nd, and on June 6th, there'll be a 6:30 show, June 7th, 7:30, June 8th, a 2 o'clock matinee, and also on the 8th, there'll be a 7:30 show, and on the 9th, they are also going to have a matinee for you to wrap everything up. All shows will be hosted at the UW Center for Civic Engagement over at the Vetting Theater, I believe, at 625 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. You can find out more at wausaucommunitytheater.org, wausaucommunitytheater.org. We will take a quick time out, and we'll come back, and we'll wrap up another episode of Director's Cut here at WFHR.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
CBS News Brief. Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza is under scrutiny as civilian casualties mount. CBS's Margaret Brennan spoke to Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
Israel's goal is to destroy Hamas, which committed the worst atrocity against Jews since World War II. Mm-hmm. Hamas's goal is to survive. If Israel does not go into Rafah and destroy Hamas in Rafah, Hamas will survive.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to share a courtroom tomorrow with his former lawyer, Michael Cohen. Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson is following the criminal hush money case.
The key for the defense will be to hammer home those credibility issues, his conviction for lying to Congress, tax evasion, etc., and to focus on the grudge that Cohen has against Trump.
Nemo won the 68th annual Eurovision Song Contest with The Code about his journey toward embracing a non-gender identity. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Corey Hartman with your forecast. For tonight, an area of smoke moving through some wildfires in Canada. We've also got a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm, a low around 48. For Monday, hazy sunshine with a high around 70. On Tuesday, sunshine 67 and near 70 for Wednesday.
Right now, it's 84.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like, a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, caviar. I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio. Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on WFHR.com. Your news, just for Wisconsin Rapids and surrounding communities. I'm Melissa Kay with WFHR News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Director's Cut here at WFHR, where we're speaking with some of the cast from Wausau Community Theater's Cole Porter's Anything Goes. It is so hard to not jump into song, and nobody wants that from me. Nobody wants me doing that.
Let's hear it. We're ready.
Especially we got people that actually can sing here. Nobody needs that. But we will get to the dates and the time of the show in a moment. I do want to remind everybody, wausaucommunitytheater.org, that is a website. Be sure to follow along on that and follow them on social media. Follow them on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date not only on the great shows that they have coming up, but ways to support Wausau Community Theater. Wherever you're listening to us, we encourage you to support your local theater. Gang, I'd like to ask a little bit about the songs and some of that. Before we get to that, though, this is one of my questions I like to ask everybody. What was one of the harder parts of this process? And I will start with you, Noelle.
Yeah, oh gosh. It's kind of funny because I think the hardest part is my favorite part. I don't know, my heart really lies within the dancing. I feel like I kind of got dream role with this being Hope because she gets to do the number called De Lovely. And it's right in the middle of the show. And basically it's the number where she kind of lets herself cave. Mm-hmm. Billy's trying to pull her back in, and she's been resistant for too long that she can't handle it anymore, and she kind of caves into it, and she really just lets herself fall in love again.
Which is very elegant and lovely.
Yes.
But when you do that sassy bit, you look amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I love it.
Well, that's fun too. I mean, there's so many moments in that number that are dynamic, and you know, she's got a little fire in her. Mm-hmm. She can dish it out back to Billy if she wants to. I think that's why they like each other. He's kind of this, he's a catch. He's funny and he likes to play his games. But she's a master of disguise. But she fell in love with him, so she can kind of dish it back a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, where my heart lies really is with the dancing, and she gets to do that number with Billy, and it's just so great to be able to do all that partner work. And with that, there is some challenge because, you know, I had never danced with Patrick before. Mm-hmm. When you're doing things like that, there's a lot of trust. It's not just you yourself dancing. Oh, yeah. There's all those dynamics within the partnership. But he's so awesome, and I'm so lucky to be with so many great cast members like that. But yeah, that's definitely maybe been the hardest part, but also the most fulfilling and my favorite part because, gosh, doing ballroom and stuff like that, I mean, being able to do a show that has elements of that is really the sweet spot for me. So yeah, that is what I'd have to say.
Very cool. Hiller?
The most challenging... It's challenging. Yeah. So I think because it's Cole Porter and because I have these, there's a lot of lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's challenging to remember them all and dance at the same time. So, and connecting the dots.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's where I am right now. It's just like, okay, I know this, I know that. Now let's put it all together and not say the F-bomb too many times. I tend to do that if you haven't noticed in rehearsal. And I forget all the littles in the room. Yeah. Sorry.
An actor who swears?
What?
Shocked.
So, yeah. And just fun things. So you're the top. You're the Colosseum, you're the top, you're the Louvre Museum, and it just goes on and on and on. And same with friendship and anything goes. If driving fast cars you like, if low bars you like, if barely, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And so it's fun.
She's amazing too. She genuinely, I mean, you play.
Well, and it's like, you know, you look at, I think, did Ethel Merman, was she one of the first ones to play this on Broadway?
I think
times have, you know, she's like belting it out.
Yeah. Yes, that's.
And so there's been so many.
One of her signature roles,
so many revivals over the years. And it's like, oh, I can take this from that person and that from that one. And like Patti LuPone. And then we've got Sutton Foster. And so it's fun to watch all of those and just like, and then of course, I'm not them. So finding my own voice within it, right. But then like being able to look at these women and go,
yeah.
So it's interesting. Every actor is different when it comes to this kind of thing. I did It's a Wonderful Life some years back, and I hadn't seen it since I was a kid. And I was like, well, I'm not going to watch it until after the show. I didn't want it to influence me or anything like that. And I watched the show. I watched the movie, and I see, oh, I was doing this just like he was, or I was doing this, or I did this different or something. It's a good balance for me to not because I'm never going to be Jimmy Stewart,
right.
But I can be Jimmy. I can be James. I can be that. To hear that you guys went back and kind of watched some other performances and that took some influence from it and everything, I think that's really cool. There's no bad way to do it necessarily. It's just interesting the approach that we take to it and everything. With when I played Sherlock, well, that's a character I'd known since I was six.
Yeah.
So I went the other way with it. I didn't mind researching and watching all the actors that have played him over the years and taking this from, Benedict Cumberbatch and this from Robert Downey Jr. and using things and while making it my own way. I think that's one of the funnest things about acting. And it's something that anybody out there can do. You guys can be a part of this too. I'm going to keep reminding you of that. Try out for your local theater. Be a part of your local theater. What about the songs? You guys have mentioned a number of the songs already and some of the songs that you like. Is there any you haven't gotten to mention that we want to shout out, or any of your fellow actors that you would like to highlight right now and mention? I'm sure that I put you on the spot like that. There's going to be names you forget.
I know, right?
So we don't want to do that necessarily, but we do want to shout out the rest of the cast. We want to shout out the crew and everybody else that's a part of this. One of the things that stands out to me about a show like this is something that I think Seth has more experience with than I do. I've done over 100 characters, been in a ton of shows. I've only been in one musical. I've only really done one musical before.
Okay.
And I've only had to learn, choreography for a handful of shows. I'm used to, I go in, I learn my blocking, I learn my lines, I get my cast members, we get some chemistry, let's do this. Like, it's such a different animal to be able to take on all those other factors. It sounds like that balance, learning all of that, has gone well for you. How do you feel it's gone? Because for me, from my perspective, you guys are doing great. You guys are killing it. But for you in that process, how has it gone to balance all that, to learn all those things, Noelle?
Yeah, I mean, that's what really fuels me. I feel like I'm really in my own when I get to combine all those things. Like I said before, like, I feel like this role is my sweet spot.
Yeah.
I have like a special place in my heart for Hope, I feel like.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I mean, the rehearsal process has been very fulfilling. Definitely has come with its challenges, but I mean, to be able, what a privilege, right? To be able to work through all of those things and connect the dots, like you said, Hillary, and just play and make those choices and have the opportunity to be vulnerable with the character itself and then be able to branch all of those facets of yourself together is something that's really fulfilling and really enlightening too.
There's something so different about a play and a musical, and they're both so great to do.
Yeah.
But the challenge, I think, with a musical, because let's face it, people breaking into song doesn't happen in real life.
It can seem
pretty absurd. I mean, maybe at home for me, so finding that, finding the naturalness, if that's even, but like to say, okay, let's like, if I could break into a song right now and make it seem natural, that's a challenge in itself without it. I mean, luckily we have amazing music and it feels so much, it feels natural because it is such a classic show. But I think that's why some people are turned off by musicals, because they think it's nerdy and bizarre. But then, I mean, you watch West Side Story, especially the new Steven Spielberg. I mean, if you can't get moved by that, then maybe it's not your thing.
Yeah.
But, so I think there is, I think that's a challenge doing musical theater, and a huge difference between a play is just finding that. And, being able to tell a story in within the lyrics in the song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not just standing there singing, but actually, like, I'm feeling this right now.
Right. Yeah.
And for people who are in musicals, Cole Porter in specific, you touched on it, is he's a hard So his songs are challenging because not only does he load them with lyrics and stuff, some of his changes in the song are not easy. Think of like, I don't think it's it, but Night and Day.
Oh, yeah.
Night and day, you are the one. I mean, that's that's weird. You know, for singers, that's why am I singing it like that kind of thing? So it's to your point about that, is not only are you doing something that's not normal, bringing into song, you are telling a story, and then you got to get the rhythm with it, and you got to get, you know, the part of the song that everyone is waiting for, okay, the fun of it, you know.
And he's brilliant. And he's brilliant because in the first scene with I Get a Kick Out of You, and Reno and Billy are at a table, and Reno's trying to say, you're wonderful, you're great looking, you're at words poetic, I'm so pathetic that I always have found it best. And so she goes right into the song because she can't come up with the words. And I'm like, that is brilliant.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's such a well-written show. Yep. Such great music. Hearing you guys talk about this, it reminds me of one of my favorite. It's a quote about football, but I've always thought of it as with theater. They with football, they pay me from Monday through Saturday. They get Sunday for free. We pay for the rehearsal, the learning our lines, all these other things. Once we get on that stage, that's for us. That's free. Right. That's for the audience. It's such a good time.
Yeah.
And we certainly wanted to take a moment to shout out our sponsors. Ladies?
Yes. Thank you so much to our season sponsors, the Community Foundation, Crystal Finishing, and the Law Offices of Mary Sue Anderson.
And the show sponsors for Anything Goes are Rotographics Printing, Conexus Association, Rooterware, and 95.5 WIFC. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
We are all done. We're wrapping up. You just got one question left, but it is the toughest question, so I apologize for that.
Oh, dear.
Oh, boy.
We like to ask all of our guests that join us this wonderful question. If you could have coffee with any historical figure, who and why?
Oh, there's so much pressure behind
that. So much. So much. It's such an unfair question.
The same reaction every time we
do
this.
Every time.
Coffee?
At least they didn't curse me this time. That was nice. In their heads they might be, but yes, if you could, like just off the top of your head, and it doesn't have to be necessarily anybody that we even know. Maybe it's a family member or something like that, or what, but it does have to be somebody from the past, from the past. So that try to make it a little bit easier for you.
That even broadens it more.
It does make it a little more
so
tough.
If we do historical.
Yeah.
I
love this.
That's awful.
I know. It's such an awful question.
You know what? It's so tough. I think I thought of something.
Go ahead. You go.
Being in musical theater mode right now, my brain went to Judy Garland.
Oh, great choice.
I got to play Dorothy in The Wiz in high school. And obviously that role is inspired by her iconic role. But there was just something about her and a spark about her that I've always been drawn to.
I like that.
And
that's a great
her
answer.
Voice, I mean, doesn't get better than that, right?
No,
so,
no.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Judy Garland.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's good.
And I should mention, Hillary, you don't have to answer the
it's
question.
So it's so hard. It's so hard. Like, I'm like, what actor would I want to? And it was always like, when Jack Lemmon died, I cried because I would never even get the chance to work with him. Like, I would. But I was, like, I was devastated.
Right.
But then if I was thinking, like, historical, that's so. I mean, how about Shakespeare?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's excellent. How about, like, I don't know.
Da Vinci or somebody like
Anne
that.
Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn!
That's the answer. That's, there we go.
That's perfect.
That's so good. Thank you both so much. Not only do we appreciate you guys hanging out with me and putting up with our questions and all that and hanging out with us there, but you guys taking the time out of your days to entertain your community, to entertain us, to be able to do those things. I greatly appreciate that out of you. Please carry on and pass on to the rest of the cast and crew. Wish them a great run, break a leg, enjoy yourselves. We're going to give you a great show. We're going to make sure that the whole theater is filled. We're going to give you a good crowd, okay?
Awesome.
Enjoy
and
yourselves,
thank you so
everybody.
Much.
I want to remind everyone that the upcoming shows for Anything Goals, the amazing legendary show from Cole Porter, comes up May 31st at 7:30. That is opening night. June 1st at 7:30. June 2nd, they'll have a 2 o'clock matinee. June 6th, 6:30. June 7th, 7:30. June 8th, 2 o'clock matinee. The 8th will have a 7:30 show as well. And then everything wraps up June 9th with a 2 o'clock matinee. All this taking place at the beautiful UW Center for Civic Engagement, the Venega Theater, over at 625 Stewart Avenue in Wausau, Wisconsin. You can find out more at wausaucommunitytheater.org, wausaucommunitytheater.org. Be sure to follow them on Facebook as well. We'll be back with another Director's Cut for you real soon. Seth and James out of here for now. Thank you very much for joining us. Talk to you soon and later right here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
The morning show on WFHR, it's dangerous.
6% of our fellow Americans think that they could beat up a grizzly bear.
What? Oh, come on now.
I wouldn't fight Yogi Bear.
Hey, boo-boo. This guy's starting something. What's up?
Gonna take him out.
Don't come for the king unless you miss. Best not miss. Best not miss if you come for the king.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.